It's been another day of fighting in Ukraine. Earlier in the day, Russia and Ukraine announced a ceasefire so that civilians could evacuate along a defined corridor. More than 1.3 million Ukrainians have fled their homes since the war started. But within hours of the ceasefire, local Ukrainian officials accused Russia of violating the ceasefire and actually firing on points where evacuees were gathering. Not long after that, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky got on a Zoom call with more than 280 U.S. lawmakers from both parties to repeat his plea for more assistance, which congressional leaders say they are working to approve. Also today, Israel's prime minister traveled to Moscow for a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin, hoping to act as a mediator between the two sides in the war. And the U.S. State Department urged Americans in Russia to leave the country immediately. Here to tell us more is NPR's Tim Mak, who is in Western Ukraine. Tim, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
First, could you tell us about the ceasefire today, how it fell apart? Do you know what happened?
Yeah, well, the Russians and Ukrainians announced this temporary ceasefire, localized to two places in Ukraine, including the southeastern port city of Mariupol. A city official in that town told my colleague, Lauren Freyer, that just as soon as people began to arrive at these designated humanitarian corridor locations, those locations were shelled. Here's Arina Verishchuk. She's a deputy prime minister of Ukraine.
The Russian Federation started shelling the city of Volnovakha with heavy weapons.
The Russian Defense Ministry denied that claim and said Ukrainian forces were the ones that broke the ceasefire. Now, it should be noted that Russia has a history of organizing ceasefires, then using them as opportunities to make military advances. This was the case in Syria, where the Russian government was backing this dictator named Bashar al-Assad.
What's it been like in those cities that are surrounded by the Russian military?
It's really, the conditions are worsening everywhere all across the country, and no more so than the cities that are under Russian bombardment. Civilian areas have been targeted by the Russian military, and residents now have to endure this harsh march, cold, without basic necessities. Here's Petro Andrushchenko, a city official in Mariupol.
In our city, we haven't electricity more than 3 days. We haven't heat. And we haven't water.
The situation will only get worse if the war grinds on and more munitions are expended, more shots are fired, more infrastructure is destroyed.
So we know there's been a steady stream of refugees from Ukraine. Are people still trying to get out?
Well, hundreds of thousands over just the last few days, and now well over 1 million in total. And as more people leave, it's getting harder to do. I visited a major train station in western Ukraine, saw this disturbing scene. A train arrived from Kharkiv, that Ukrainian city along the border with Russia. The doors had jammed shut, and the train was packed to the brim with people, and babies crying, children crying. Those who wanted to get off were shoving and pushing to inch their way out of the few doors that were open. I spoke to Ludmila, who took her family from Kyiv by train because the situation just wasn't tenable for her anymore.
So the sirens got more intense almost all the time, and they intensified a lot with the shootings, with the bombing. So because it got worse, we decided to escape Kyiv.
It's striking what people will carry with them when it feels their whole world is ending. Michelle, this image that stuck with me was Ludmila's daughter, this young girl named Sophia. She carried her pet rabbit named Rebecca in her arms in a cardboard box all the way from Kyiv on this 15-hour journey. And now they face a really uncertain future.
That was NPR's Tim Mak reporting from Western Ukraine. Tim, thank you so much for your reporting. And of course, our thoughts are with you and everyone there.
Thank you.